T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to continue talking about the fight game. We're going to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. And bring in Morgan Grigge, professional boxer. I was at the OTE Arena on Friday night. He took care of business. Mo Millions out of Fayetteville. Very impressive second round knockout. Luis Gerardo Caraballo. And Mo, Morgan, welcome to the show, man. How are you today?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? Thanks. I appreciate it.
So let's start here. You're born in Atlanta. You're fighting out of Fayetteville. The fight is on free TV. It's at OTE Arena here. So let me go back to like a year ago when OTX Boxing made their first appearance, at least to my knowledge, here in Atlanta. Were you aware of the card that was – or the cards, multiple, in Atlanta a year ago? And did you like have a goal to be like, hey, I want to get involved. This is my city. I'm fighting here. I want to get on that card if they come back?
Man, absolutely. I heard about the overtime fights out here, man. You know, I've been boxing out here in Atlanta for 10 years. Man, I started boxing 10 years ago. So I know and hear about just about everything boxing related that comes through here. So when I heard about it, absolutely, I was excited, and I definitely went into attendance. And, you know, I knew some of the fighters fighting on the cards and whatnot. And I definitely, you know, was interested and ready for my moment to be able to fight and show what I can do, you know.
Well, certainly thrilling to be able to watch you on Friday night take care of business. For those who don't know, you are a southpaw. You worked that righty jab early on Friday night. You really didn't throw that many left hands in the first round. Was that part of the game plan, just kind of feeling it out? Because towards the back end of that first round and certainly in the second round, you did start to unleash a lot more.
Yes, sir. I was, you know, the game plan me and my coach were working on was just to stay long and work the jab. I really expected him to press me a little bit more and try to walk me down. So I was being patient, trying to see when he was going to open up. But I realized rather quickly after I touched him with the first left hand and even a couple jabs that he wasn't interested in coming in and tasting that power. So I started stepping to him and letting my hands go a little bit more, yeah.
Mo Grigge, pro boxer. I saw him OTX Boxing on Friday night. The other thing that that piqued my interest was you did a lot of work. I mean, look, this fight was only 2 rounds. You took care of business and put him down. But a lot of work to the body, and then you started going up top towards the back end of the first round. You almost finished the fight, to be honest, in the opening round. When you're getting off your stool there in between rounds, was that something that you felt the finish was close and you really wanted to dig in and run for it?
Man, yeah, absolutely. I felt like he kind of got saved that first round. I heard the refs say go to the neutral corner, but the bell rung. So then he just let him stay in his corner and they ended the round. So I was kind of disappointed. You know, that would have been an extra little bonus. But it's all good. Yeah, when I got up the second round, I knew immediately, like, I had the power to get him out of there, and he was wincing with every shot, so it was only a matter of time. But I was just trying to stay patient so I could get a nice highlight of him.
You definitely look like a lion with wounded prey. You're just picking your moment to put the finishing blow on them there. Again, it's Mo Grigge, professional boxer. Mo Millions. You can follow him at Grigge _ there on Twitter. So you didn't take that much damage, right? You took care of work. There is another OTX card coming to Atlanta in June. Are you looking to get back on that card? Do you want to wait that long? Are you trying to be a little bit more active than that? What's next for you as you move on from 7-0 looking for your next victory?
Man, yeah, I'd love to stay active, but I definitely loved and enjoyed my experience with Overtime, and I'm looking forward to working with them again. So if that's the next opportunity and availability to work with them, I'd love to do it. But, yeah, if something arises in between, you know, something worth my while, I wouldn't necessarily be too shy at the moment.
So I got to ask you, I know boxing just takes up a ton of time. How big of an Atlanta sports fan are you outside of the boxing game? Are you big Hawks, Falcons, Braves, all that stuff?
Man, I really don't tune into much sports at all, but I definitely support my city, you know, and I go to the sporting events and I support the teams, you know, I rep the teams just like I would want them to do me, man. That's just how I've been. I rep the city. I'm from Atlanta, so that's just in my blood, man. Atlanta, everything, Braves, Falcons, whatever it may be, Hawks.
Yeah, I feel you. And this, look, the city of Atlanta is repping you too. I know the crowd was a little bit light. You were the first fight on Friday night. We need to get you a little deeper into that card because they did get ramped up by the end of that. So we're hoping to push you a little further down that card and really get you a lot more shout out. You guys were on DAZN streaming live on their social media channels and on the app. Another fight on DAZN was the Haney Garcia fight. Did you get a chance to pick up any of that? And you have any thoughts on how that thing went down?
Yeah, man, I watched that last night. It was a really, really entertaining fight. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, man. Man, Ryan came out and he put some pressure on him and he overwhelmed him with some combinations, hit him with some massive left hooks. And apparently Devin couldn't sustain to the power, man. He couldn't hold up against the power. But he showed resilience, man, and real championship heart. And he got up every time he fought until the rounds were over, man. Ryan couldn't get him out of there. But I was impressed by the performance of both individuals, but definitely Ryan.
Be honest, when you heard the scorecards, were you a little surprised just how close the judges had it? Because I was looking on Twitter all night long, and there was just so much reaction for what Garcia was doing and not much about Haney picking up a couple rounds.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. Honestly, I had it really close. I had Devin winning about every round besides the knockdowns, almost, except like the first round and a little, maybe I think the second. It was really close. Devin was really boxing him, though. Ryan wasn't letting his hands go. He was curling up, turning away, and you know, but Ryan was getting those knockdowns and really bridging the gap that way. So it was an entertaining fight, though, and I was not expecting that out of Ryan.
It's Morgan Grigge, 7-0 pro boxer now, 6 feet 150. And obviously you're going to have some physical advantages there with reach and speed being at the size and strength that you are. What do you view as kind of the strongest aspects of your fight game? I know, both fortunately and unfortunately, I only got to see a little glimmer of it on Friday night because you ended the fight so quickly. But what do you view as your strength? And then what do you need to work on in the upcoming fights as you continue to climb the ladder?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with what I feel like I need to work on. You know, after my last fight, and I was the whole plan was to be real patient, take my time, you know, and really show what I'm capable of. Like you said, I wanted to show what I can do. I was really expecting a better fight from my opponent. Man, I figured he put up a good fight. He's 7-3. He had 7 knockouts, so, you know, real aggressive, real strong puncher. So I was expecting him to, you know, try to assert his dominance on me. But I feel like I could have just been a little more patient once I got him hurt. I hurt him. I saw my guy was bleeding. I smelled blood in the water, and I jumped on him. Whereas I really wanted to, you know, take my time and get some precise shots on him so the ref doesn't try to jump in and save him. And I wanted to really sleep him. I wanted to hurt him bad. So that's what I feel like I need to work on. But I feel like my attributes that help me right now, man, is just my size, my strength, my dominance, just aggression in the ring. But the IQ with it as well is what I'm really trying to apply. And that's the difference in me right now. I'm not just some weight bully, and I'm not just some Floyd Mayweather who can't punch, man. I'm a great blend of both, and I'm going to show my skills as time progresses that I'm capable of being, you know, a world champion one day.
Well, again, I only saw a little bit, just, again, because it was over so quick. I will tell you what I saw and what impressed me was your patience. Your patience as a fighter. I think you took smart opportunities. You were limited with how much you were going to throw your left. You were working the jab. But also you went to the body. You're not just headhunting guys. And obviously working the body ended up with you being able to headhunt because he had to protect both. I just thought it was a very smart fight from the get-go. You had a very good game plan, executed it, and when you do that, you get the result that you had. So congratulations on a very strong performance Friday night.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. I'm glad I could show up and show out an opportunity like that.
One final question for you. It's Morgan Grigge, undefeated professional fighter here in Atlanta. We've got this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson exhibition bout coming in a couple of weeks. What are you expecting from Iron Mike? Is there a level of respect from yourself to what Jake Paul has been able to do in the fight game? And what are you hoping to get out of that sort of match?
There definitely is a level of respect of what he's gotten out of the fight game, what he's been able to, you know, attract the eyes and bring the attention back to the sport. You know, a lot of people are worried about the health of boxing, and he definitely brought new eyes and new fans to the sport. But when it comes to the Mike Tyson fight, I don't necessarily agree with, you know, the whole attempt at going at Mike Tyson and doing it for, you know, his name. He's trying to put some names under his resume. And I feel like, you know, going after.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For a 60-year-old man, it's crazy, you know. But I respect Mike for stepping up to the challenge at his age and risking his name, even though it's just an exhibition. But I hope everybody just leaves the ring safely and they put on a good show.
Do you see the videos and try and break down the bag work that Tyson's putting in, or are you just kind of waiting to see how it plays out on fight night?
No, man. I think Mike Tyson's an old dog, man, and he's not learning any new tricks right now. He's going to do exactly what we know him to do. He's going to walk forward, throw a lot of punches, bang him to the body. But I see the way he's working the bag, real aggressive. I don't know if he could keep that type of pace up long term in an actual match. So it'll probably be a little slower than what we're seeing in videos, but he's definitely going to come with that type of style and burst of energy. I expect it for sure.
There you go. Morgan Grigge again, undefeated professional prospect here, based out of Atlanta, from Atlanta. I certainly look forward to following your path, and hopefully if you do fight on that June card here in Atlanta, we can reconnect again.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.